This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Delegates at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting approved resolutions dealing with the upcoming 2012 Farm Bill and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency at the Bureau's 96th annual meeting December 4th through 7th in St. Louis. In a resolution related to the 2012 Farm Bill, delegates created a top tier of favored programs that includes direct payments and enhancements to both the Average Crop Revenue Election or ACRE program and crop insurance in advance of the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting in Atlanta in January. The resolution indicates the delegates' support for a bill that is consistent with U.S. obligations under the World Trade Organization and maintains funding levels in the 2008 Farm Bill. Delegates approved new policy language supporting a requirement for the U.S. EPA to collaborate with the United States Department of Agriculture in the development of conservation and clean air and water regulations impacting agriculture. Delegates also approved a sense of the delegate body resolution urging Congress to hold a series of oversight hearings on U.S. EPA's regulatory overreach, to pass legislations to strip the agency of its authority to regulate greenhouse gases, and to cut the agency budget as an effort to restore common sense to environmental regulation. Illinois Farm Bureau believes EPA has greatly overstepped its authority and has burdened the nation's farmers over the past 2 years with a seemingly never-ending and overwhelming onslaught of new and proposed regulations. These new and proposed regulations ignore farmer contribution to the environment and affect virtually every aspect of a farming operation. They threaten to take valuable tools out of the hands of American farmers, drive up production costs, and, in many cases, defy logic. The delegate voting was the culmination of IFB's resolutions process, which began over the summer, during which county farm bureaus and their individual members can offer resolutions for consideration, first by a resolutions committee and ultimately by the bureau's voting delegates. Three new members were elected to the Illinois Farm Bureau Board of Directors at the organization's meeting in St. Louis. Brad Temple of Serena in LaSalle County was elected to a 2-year term to represent District 4, which encompasses Bureau, Lee, and LaSalle counties. Temple is a past president of the LaSalle County Farm Bureau, a member of the IFB Livestock and Dairy Grassroots Issue Team, and completed the Illinois Farm Bureau Agricultural Leaders of Tomorrow program in 1996. He also went to China in 2009 as part of an Illinois Farm Bureau market study tour. Temple graduated from Joliet Junior College with a degree in agricultural production and management in 1986. Temple was also a DuPont Young Leader Award winner in 1996 and an IFB Discussion Meet winner that same year. Temple is also on the administrative board of the Serena United Methodist Church. He and his wife Kara have 2 children. Randy J. Poskin of Ashcombe in Iroquois County was elected to a 2-year term representing District 6, which encompasses Livingston, Kankakee, Ford, and Iroquois counties. Poskin served as president of the Ford Iroquois County Farm Bureau from 2001 until this year. Poskin is also the president of the Tri-Central Co-op Board of Directors and a member of the Ashcombe Lions Club, in which he earned a Melvin Jones Fellowship and is a past district governor for that organization. Poskin graduated from Kankakee Community College in 1975 and from the University of Illinois in 1977 with a B.S. in Agriculture. Poskin and his wife Mona have 2 children, and they attend Assumption BVM Catholic Church in Ashcombe. David Servin of St. Augustine in Knox County was elected to a 2-year term representing District 8, which encompasses Knox, Warren, Peoria, Henderson, and Fulton counties. Servin farms 1,500 acres of corn and soybeans and produces custom feed for dairy heifers. Servin is a past president of the Knox County Farm Bureau, on which he has served since 1996. Servin was the IFB State Young Leader Achievement winner in 2003. He is also a graduate of the Illinois Ag Leadership Program and has earned an FFA American Farmer degree. Servin went to China in 2001 as part of IFB's first market study tour. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Agricultural Production from Illinois State University and currently serves on the Knox County Board, the Riverland FS Board, Tompkins State Bank Board, and the Abington and Bushnell Prairie City School Districts. Servin and his wife Barb have three children, Perry, Anna, and Timothy. Grant Strom of Knox County was named the 2010 Young Leader Discussion Meet winner at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting. Strom grows corn and soybeans with his parents on their family farm in Dehendo, where he lives with his wife Kristen, an English teacher at Dunlap High School, and their son Gavin. As the winner of the IFB competition, Strom will represent Illinois at the discussion meet at the annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation in Atlanta in January of 2011. The IFB discussion meet judges a contestant's ability to manage a small group discussion. Each contestant gives an opening statement, and participants exchange facts and insights on a predetermined topic. Judges award points based upon how well participants work with one another, how well they express themselves, and on their knowledge of the topic. Topics for 2010 included unified governmental involvement in agriculture, the foodie locavore movements, and consumer attitudes towards food. 20 people participated in discussion meets at the state level at the IFB annual meeting. Illinois Farm Bureau promotes and sponsors the discussion meet with the goals of developing young people's leadership and communication skills on behalf of agriculture and of working together and reaching consensus on how to deal with current issues in agriculture. Runner-up was Katie Pratt of Lee County. Matt DeBlock of Mercer County is the recipient of the 2010 Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Achievement Award. Matt is a fourth-generation farmer, manages his family's farming corporation, and also runs his own operation. The DeBlock farms produce row crops and beef. Matt and his wife Kim also run a commodity brokerage business and recently started a commercial trucking business that focuses on hauling grain, feed, and fertilizer. Matt and Kim live in Aledo. First runner-ups were Matt and Jenna Kelgus of Fairbury in Livingston County. The Young Leader Achievement Award recognizes extraordinary accomplishments in farming and leadership. Participants are judged on management, innovation, and self-initiative displayed in the farming operation. Judges also consider the source and use of capital, leadership ability, involvement and participation in Farm Bureau and other organizations such as civic, service, and community. Brian and Dacia Brown of Montgomery County are the recipients of the 2010 Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Ag Excellence Award. Brian is a district sales manager with Bojack Seed Company, and Dacia is a second grade teacher at Beckmeyer School in Hillsboro. The couple lives in Hillsboro with their children Nathan and Caden. First runner-up was Tim McDermott of Monroe County. The Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Ag Excellence Award recognizes County Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee members who may not be full-time farmers for their efforts in agriculture and in leadership achievement. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.